Good morning, Catherine Rains.
Good morning, Jack.
We have a couple of books to work through this morning, and we will start with the superbly named The Inaugural Meeting of the Fairvale Ladies Book Club by Sophie Green.
So it kind of, and the title gives it away a lot, but it's set in the Northern Territory just outside Katherine, and it's that whole, it invokes that whole landscape that's very dry and dark red, and you get, but you work, as you work through the story, you get through all of the seasons, so the very dry season and the very wet, and they talk about it a lot as, you know, how that becomes such a part of your life, and as you're, you know, especially if you're living out on the farms as some of these characters does, how much that plays into your life, and this just, this isolation and the lack of anything to entertain you. And this book is set back in 1968, so it's not like you can, you know, jump on your phone and play a game. It's you know, the isolation is...
Yeah.
You feel that isolation, and you feel very much that you're in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s. And, but there's this beauty to it all, and you know, why these people live in this harsh landscape and environment. And so Sophie's managed to create these really five really interesting characters, and you like, and she tells them all through their voices as well. So you like hearing about all these characters. And often I find when I read a story like this that there's five different characters. I have a couple of characters that I really would like to hear more about, and I find myself skipping to those characters.
Yeah.
In this case, actually, the five characters that she managed to create, you actually want to get to know them all. So there's Sybil, who's this matriarch, and she's the one that sets up the book club. And it helps to bring all of these women together. And sometimes it's over the radio because the weather's bad, and you know, and they talk, and they genuinely talk about books. And she has this great friend, Rita, from her early working days, and Kate, who's her daughter-in-law, who's English, and, you know, she grew up in the Cotswolds and in the UK, so this environment in this middle of Fairfield and where there's just nothing is completely different. And Della, who comes from Texas, and you know, and she finds she loves the Northern Territories and loves living there. And then there's Sally Ann, who actually lives in town, and she's actually got three young children and in a marriage with a husband that's who's fairly awful. And you hear about all of their lives and the loss and the grief and the hardships and the difficulties that they have and the racism that kind of flows through the story as well. And they support each other and they kind of walk with each other in a way and they come together. And it's just one of those stories that's actually just, you know, the telling of their lives. And it's for some reason Sophie manages to make the story sound really interesting when it's just these five women, and it's good. It comes together and it tells these stories really well in the landscape, as I've said before.
Nice.
It creates this really kind of interesting Australian world.
Okay, that sounds great. That's The Inaugural Meeting of the Fairvale Ladies Book Club by Sophie Green. Next up, we have The Destroyers by Christopher Boland.
So this is a very different genre, and it has this really brilliant start to the story, and it feels quite like an action thriller. And you meet this guy, Ian Bledisloe, and he's a bit down on his luck. He's been involved in this episode with his previous employment, where he actually, his good intentions ended up getting himself into all sorts of trouble with this branch of his family business. He comes from a wealthy family, and he's pretty resentful, and he's very resentful that he's been cut out of his father's will. So he turns up just before he goes to visit his father, just before he dies, he turns to a cashier machine, takes out a whole lot of money, and disappears. And of course, his half siblings are not terribly happy with him. And he disappears off to the Greek island of Patmos to meet with his friend Charlie Constantino. And they've been friends since childhood, and Charlie's heir to this massive construction fortune. He's kind of the top 1% of the world that just has billions of dollars. And he hopes that Charlie will give him a job to help him out. But as he kind of gets there, there's all these kind of weird things going on this island. There's this monastery whose monks kind of hold this for the tourists and pilgrims. There's these religious hippies on the beach, and there's these blackened remains of this taverna near the ferry dock where a springtime bomb had done it, killed a couple of Americans. And Charlie ends up hiring Ian as an assistant. And there's this fatal accident and a murder, and the police kind of take more than a polite interest, and Charlie disappears, leaving absolutely no clue about where he might be. And so you get, and people turn up looking for Charlie, and there's all of those that have kind of got this vested interest in looking after him, and some of them who are very pointedly just not interested in where he is. And so Ian's trying to find how these things kind of mold together. And so you get this real slow burn of a story in the middle, and it's really interesting way, and you kind of get lulled into this very clever, plotted, suspenseful read. And yeah, so you get this kind of action thriller, and then it moves through into the street. It's really, really well done. And it you know, it's just, the writing's really nice in it, but it doesn't read like a real literary thriller. You just, you kind of get invoked in it. And it's a very well done, very good story.
Nice. I love the sound of that.
Interesting way of telling it.
Yeah, okay. So that's The Destroyers by Christopher Bolan. The first book, again, was The Inaugural Meeting of the Fairvale Ladies Book Club by Sophie Green. If you didn't manage to scribble them down in time, don't worry. We've chucked them up on newstalkzb.co.nz, and we will catch you next week. Thanks so much, Catherine.